Socratic method, so called after Socrates, its creator. Socrates, the teacher of Plato, Plato, the teacher of Aristotle, Aristotle, the teacher of Alexander the Great, not that that's relevant. He came up with structured dialogues. And these structured dialogues were designed in, in fact, let me see if I find an example. They're designed in such a way that it gets you to come up with an idea, to say why you believe in that idea, and then where that idea fails. So what's the counterpoint that might disprove your idea, and then a reflection. It's not a complex approach, it's just it's a simple idea. So here we go. This is the Socratic method. Look at how this relates to the work you're doing. I believe that. You are making a claim. In a paragraph, you are making a claim. In an essay, you are making a claim. This means you are not right. This means that we cannot definitively show what you're saying is correct. And it may not be correct, but it's still your claim. When you get into TOK, when you get into the diploma program, this becomes very important. And because it's your claim, you're trying really to persuade us on the evidence. So we have lots of competing claims. We have claims like Britain won World War II. America won World War II. Well, it can't both be right. They're both claims and they both use evidence to support that claim. But it's a belief. And that was the point that Socrates is making. I believe that. So you start with a statement, a claim that is your opinion. And the question you're always going to get asked is, well, how do you know that? On what do you base that? On what evidence do you base that? And so we begin to see this PEA structure. My reasons for believing this are, I've outlined two pieces of evidence. Those are the reasons for your belief. They're the reasons that other people might accept. If someone says something to me that is opinion, I will say that's opinion and it's irrelevant to me. But if someone gives me a piece of informed opinion, because they can link back what they say to two pieces of evidence, to multiple pieces of evidence, what they say is more compelling. Now, the problem here is, and this is certainly a problem that Socrates recognized, which is that just because you can evidence your point, it's still a biased point. It's still a belief. So surely then somebody else could have an opposing belief that they too could evidence. And we see this in the structure. An argument against my belief could be. Do you see how the counterpoint is emerging here? You can think of this in paragraphs. I believe that. My reasons for believing this are. However, what acts against that? Evidence, evidence, and then reflection. You see here, both in the big and small picture, an essay structure. If this is an entire essay, the I believe that would be an introduction. My reasons for believing this are body paragraph one. An argument against my belief could be body paragraph two, counterpoint. On reflection, my initial belief is not justified. Conclusion. So what you're using is the culmination of thousands of years of interpretation of this method, of the Socratic method. And within the paragraph, this holds true as well. You must state what you state as a belief in the, you know, this is my position. You must then provide evidence for that. In a really well-developed paragraph, you will generally have two pieces of evidence that support and a counterpoint piece of evidence at the end, generally. I've not actually put that requirement in this structure, but that's quite typical in a paragraph. And then at the end, and this is what a lot of students struggle with, the on reflection. Well, the on reflection is looking at where you started, looking at what your belief is, looking at the evidence that you've used to support that belief, and then thinking critically about that in light of, for example, the counterpoint. Do you still really agree with where you started? And then you go, yes, I do, or yes, I do, but with some modification.